Now joined on Downtown by Melissa Bachman, the host of Winchester Deadly Passion on the Sportsman Channel. Melissa, welcome into the program.
Thank you guys for having me. I sure appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate your time today. Now let's first talk about this Verizon thing with Sportsman Channel before we get into your career and the show as well. Of course, Verizon has dropped the Sportsman Channel off of their coverage since August, and they've said that they've had some comparable programs, some channels out there, but really doesn't hit the same niche that Sportsman Channel does that also features your program.
Yes, Sportsman Channel features all sorts of programs that are really authentic hunting and fishing, and something a lot of people can relate to who are outdoor enthusiasts. And unfortunately, Verizon has dropped both Sportsman and Outdoor Channel, and they are saying, you know, you can go to places like History, you can go to Nat Geo, but that's not the same. Sportsman Channel is all about the real hardcore hunters who are out there. I just got out of a tree stand this morning. That's the type of lifestyle we all live, and that's what's really important to try to really get together and try to keep things like this from happening.
And I love Nat Geo, I love History, but they also cater to a whole different thing than if I want to go and watch hunting out there as well, which is one of the reasons why the Outdoor Channel and Sportsman Channel are so important to people, especially in this area where there's a lot of hunters in Maine, deer season coming up, that they'd want to go and watch some stuff and get some techniques shown by your show and just enjoy themselves.
Well, absolutely, and that's what we do. You know, my whole goal of my show is to bring new hunters to the table, to educate people and to entertain them. Now, not all of us can be out hunting all the time, but a lot of us enjoy watching that. And the last thing you want to do is have a place like Verizon take that from you. And that's one of the things that we really need to do as outdoorsmen is stand up saying, hey, that is something that's really important to us. It is totally different programming. It's something we enjoy. And that's the most important thing. There's a lot of great ways. You can go to keepsportsman.com, and that way you can hit that website, see what you can do, call them. It's really important for everyone who has it right now.
As Melissa said, keepsportsman.com. You can call them at 1-800-710-1922, or you can use the hashtag keepsportsman on social media as well and get it back on Verizon's lineup, because I'm a big TV consumer, and you know what? The more channels, the better, too, especially for some of the prices you're paying for that. So definitely support that cause.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, Melissa, let's talk about your career and how you first got into hunting. What got you so drawn into going out there and hunting game?
Well, luckily, I was raised in a family where both my mom and dad hunted. In fact, since we were little kids, they would bring us out on stand. We would sit there with them, and we really enjoyed it. And a big part was not only just the hunting, but the spending the time together as a family, going out there, eating wild game. I mean, all the food we ate growing up was purely organic wild game. You can't get anything leaner or healthier. And that was really important. So as I got older, I was able to go to college. I got a double major in television production and Spanish and brought that back and decided, you know what, there's only one thing I would love to do more than anything in the world, and that's to hunt for a living. So I became a producer, a cameraman, just kind of worked my way up, and now I have my own show and kind of travel all over the world. And my show's on every Sunday year-round now on Sportsman Channel, so really is kind of a dream come true and something that a lot of people enjoy, but I took it a step further and tried to make a career out of it.
You talked about your show, Winchester Deadly Passion, which, again, as you mentioned, airs on Sundays. Can you tell a little bit about the show for some people who might not be aware of it at this point?
Yeah, my show, basically we travel around primarily in North America, hunting everything from elk to mule deer to whitetails. And a big part of what I tried to do is really get involved with a lot of kids in the areas, bringing people to really understanding different types of hunting. As a little girl, I never dreamed I'd be able to go gator hunting someday, but that might be something that sparks someone's interest. So that's a big part of it. It's a lot of fun. It's really hard hunting, and it's very entertaining. And you can also learn something. I try to put in a lot of different tips that I learn along the way, so people are not just entertained, but they can take something back to the woods and help their own hunting skills as well.
Melissa, is there a type of game out there that is your most fun to hunt?
Well, I like a lot of different game, but I'd have to say probably elk hunting is the best. I just got done with a wonderful hunt, and having a big screaming bull within 20 yards, you can't hardly beat it. It really makes the hair stand up on the back of your neck. And elk is probably my favorite wild game meat as well. So far as I'm concerned, that's probably my favorite.
Now, we up here in the state of Maine have a lot of deer, of course, but also some moose. Also, have you ever gone and hunted moose before?
Yes, in fact, I just got done on a hunt in the Yukon. I've been moose hunting on two other occasions, and in the Yukon, we were actually sleeping in tents, floating down the river, and I'm not sure it was ever above zero. Everything was froze over. It was a very, very cold hunt. We didn't end up with a bull moose on this hunt, but I'm telling you, the sights that you can see and just being in close with a big bull, it is really, really exciting. I love moose, and moose backstraps are pretty good when you get done packing a big moose out of the bush.
Now, you've been all over the world. You've been in locations, certainly, all across North America as well. Is there a location you have yet to be in that you would like to be featured on the show and to be able to hunt in?
I would really like to go to Australia yet. They have some great hunting there. But one thing I've always wanted to do is go swim with the great white shark on the Great Barrier Reef. So I hope I can get a cameraman convinced to come along with me to go down. And I would really like to do that someday. I'd feature that in the show as well as a hunt in Australia. But that's one thing on my list that I have not got to do that would be very, very exciting for me.
You talked about growing up and hunting with your family and enjoying the solitude and everything of sitting in a stand and waiting. Do you think that's something that a lot of kids today don't get to have that they should to teach them some life lessons?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's a lot to learn from it. I mean, it's a time when you put the electronics away. You just sit out there in nature. It's kind of a time to reflect back on things, but you can also learn a lot. There's things about being prepared. If you don't bring the right things, you're going to be uncomfortable. The other thing is you have to learn to adapt. Things don't go right, and you kind of learn that whole idea of, you know what, it doesn't end perfectly every time. Just because you put in your time, you hunted for a deer all year, you may not get one. So I think it also helps kids really deal with almost that disappointment that just because you put in the time doesn't mean you're instantly given that. So I think there's a lot of life lessons that are very important for kids, and that's one of the biggest reasons I'm trying to get more people involved.
Talking with Melissa Bachman here, the host of the Winchester Deadly Passion Show on Sundays on the Sportsman Channel, which we're talking about because Verizon has recently dropped the Sportsman Channel. Now, Melissa, if I'm really upset about not being able to watch it, what's the best way for me to get the Sportsman Channel here in the future to wrap things up?
Well, you can switch over to Comcast Xfinity. They are carrying both Sportsman Channel and Outdoor Channel, or you can still let Verizon know what you think, go to keepsportsman.com or use that hashtag keepsportsman or give Verizon a call. I think the more people that let them know that we are not happy with this decision, the better off we'll be in the end.
Absolutely, and if you want to do something as well to help out and get back Sportsman on Verizon Fios, you can call 1-800-710-1922 or keepsportsman.com, or of course use the hashtag keepsportsman on social media, including Facebook and Twitter. Melissa, thank you very much for your time this afternoon, and best of luck in your career moving forward.
Thank you for having me. I sure appreciate it.